1:23.
Brace yourselves.
Basket of deplorables.
Smithy's deplorables are here. And they won't be silenced.
Social commentator Prue McSween is our Wednesday deplorable. How the hell are you?
Really well. What a glorious day to be deplorable in.
Every day is good to be a deplorable.
I know. But in particular today, it's just so beautiful out there.
Yeah. Another embarrassing blow for the Greens with Larissa Waters yesterday resigning after discovering she's a dual Canadian citizen. They've now lost two of their deputies, not just members of the Senate, two of their deputy leaders. The letter for the week, children, is D. D for dumb.
You know, they must be feeling green around the gills, mustn't they? I mean, hugging a few trees, trying to make themselves feel good. But it really is demonstrating that they're all talk, no substance. Very undisciplined, lacking respect for proper procedure and process. You know, and I just think they're a bunch of show ponies. When you looked at, you know, Larissa Waters was the lady who performed that stunt in the Senate by breastfeeding a baby while passing a motion. You know, it was really contrived and opportunistic.
It looked that way.
You know, far be it from me to mention sloppiness and boobs in the one sentence, but, you know, she did act like a boob with this eligibility sloppiness, frankly. Yeah, you know, yeah. And I just think that what worries me is, are we as taxpayers going to have to pay them their pensions for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, there's a point. There's a point. We had an argument yesterday about whether they should actually give back their $1.6 million, et cetera, whatever they've earned under false pretenses. But there's another point. If they're still going to retain the money that we paid them, what about their political entitlements? Good question,
exactly.
Prue.
Exactly. You know, so really just I'll be waiting with bated breath to hear that because, you know, I'm not one of these people who believes that you can swear allegiance to two countries. You either for Australia 100% or you aren't.
Yeah, that's a good question. We might even put in a request to the appropriate parliamentary department to try and get an answer on that one. Now, this big announcement yesterday, which we vaguely covered on the program because I didn't think too much of it. However, with Immigration Minister and arch-conservative of the Liberal Party, Peter Dutton, being promoted, had a massive win with the PM announcing this new Home Affairs office where he's probably regarded as the second most powerful individual in government. It looked good, and it works well politically because all of a sudden Malcolm Turnbull's seen as promoting someone from the right wing of the party. However, Prue, could it come back to bite Malcolm on the bum?
I reckon it could. You know, what he's doing is ultimately handing Dutton the big prize of PMship because it's giving him an opportunity to demonstrate his competency, his abilities, his backbone. I mean, look, Dutton may have a bit of a charisma bypass. He's not someone you'd sort of want to invite to your local your dinner party or something. But, you know, what I do like about him is he's not a political tap dancer.
No.
He's, you know, whereas the others have all the moves and no substance.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually is a can-do bloke. And it makes you wonder whether Malcolm stuck his head out from under the covers, said to Lucy, maybe I should try and borrow a bit of that. Maybe I should keep my enemy close. And let's also touch on, you know, terrorism and homeland security. It's a safe bet. But this captain's pick, as it did with Abbott, could bite him on the backside.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that I like the idea of it because when you look at 9/11, where there were a lot of intelligence failures in the US prior to 9/11.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that we need, even though you worry about the cost of it, another level of bureaucracy, we need them to coordinate themselves to open lines of communication.
As much cross-referencing as possible is
exactly.
a good thing. But you're right, if the poll numbers continue badly for Malcolm Turnbull and they start to look around internally and voters look around, they see Dutton playing a more senior role in government, all of a sudden he's almost a natural challenger.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Now Cassie Sainsbury, or Cocaine Cassie as we know her as at the moment, she and her lawyer have launched an urgent appeal for taxpayer funding from the Australian government after she was caught with 5.8 kilograms of cocaine in April. She needs to suck it up, doesn't she?
Well, she does. You know, looking at it, what a life thrown away. You look at these mules, these fools who are acting like mules, doing the most stupid things at this young life where she's throwing her life away. She's, you know, she's had it.
Yeah.
And you just think, she appeared when, or she got caught red-handed trying to con customs, and now it looks like she's trying to con the Aussie taxpayer. You feel sorry for her, for any kid who gets themselves into this stupid position, but there's no way that
no.
the taxpayer should be paying for
this. Not a chance.
The thing is, though, that the government is perhaps considering trying to get them to let her serve her sentence over here. So we'll be paying for her anyway.
Yeah, indirectly.
So,
yeah.
But it's a bit of a hide. And let's just hope that any dumb kid who may be thinking that they can con the system is contemplating this. Let's just hope they learn from this exercise, because it's, you know, a waste of a young life.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
Exactly. Google Cassie. Google Cassie. Learn all about it and resist any kind of temptation. Spot on the money. It's interesting what you had to say about political entitlements after they leave Parliament. We're going to pursue that this afternoon. Thank you, Prue.
Thanks, Smithy. Have a good one.
Good on you. Prue McSween. Interesting, isn't it? Here were we discussing, oh, hang on, he got paid 1.6, Scott Ludlam. He's got to give that back. Well, I don't think they're going to go down that track. So if they don't, does it mean that Larissa Waters and Scott Ludlam start getting the kind of cushy entitlements that politicians get access to before they actually retire? You'd hope not, given the fact that they were there in the first place on false pretenses. It's 29 minutes after 1 o'clock. Now, rats and mice. People don't truly realise just how much damage these pests can do, rats and mice. Stop them in their tracks, you can, with Pestrol Rodent Free. It's safe around your family and your pets, environmentally friendly and chemical-free. Pestrol Rodent Free has a 2-year warranty. It comes with a 100-day money-back guarantee. There's no ongoing costs. It won't affect any electrical appliances. It combines both electromagnetic and ultrasonic technologies, which cover walls, ceilings, and even open spaces. Thousands of families around the world use Pestrol Rodent Free. It's got no traps associated with it, no mess, and 24-hour-a-day protection. Every household needs a Pestrol Rodent Free. Order now for just $119. Call 1-800-338-888, 1-800-338-888, or you can order online on the website, Pestrol, P-E-S-T-R-O-L.com.au.